just, although I work in animation and picture books and stuff, my real love has always been fantasy and horror for older audiences. My first foray into books of any kind was when I was very little. A book that I remember very clearly getting it from my local library back in Warrington, which is where I come from, was a picture book called Where the Wild Things Are. Okay, Where the Wild Things Are had a profound effect upon me. It transported me to a magical place, just as it transported Max, the hero of the book, to a magical place as well, where the wild things live. Years later, when I went to the library and got my first actual novel, okay, the first novel I got out when I was about 8 years old, that was The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Okay? That had a profound effect on me as well. That still to this day is probably my favourite book. Okay? Doesn't get much more action-packed than The Hobbit. So, this is where my love affair with reading really started, and that led directly into a love of writing. It started at my local library. You've got some great library resources on the doorstep here. You've got, obviously, you've got a book fair festival, which is supported by the library services of Allentown. Go to the library, explore books, discover books, ask librarians for suggestions of what books you should be getting out to read. Okay, they will have 101 different ideas for you. For me, it was always fantasy and horror. Okay, when I was in high school, I used to play role-playing games. I was a proper nerd, loved it. Still up to this day, to be honest, because being a nerd helped me do what I'm doing for a living today, which is probably one of the coolest jobs you can have. Okay, I used to play Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. I was a guy who had to play the game. Thank you. I was a guy who actually learned the rules because my mates were too lazy to learn them. Okay, so in fact, by virtue of that, I was a guy who told the stories. So this is where my love for telling stories comes from as well.